This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. I want to open with a story that I was dealing with in hour number one. Wayne Allen Root with you here on USA Radio. A liberal Boston hospital has set up a preferential treatment program based on race, whites treated last. You never thought you'd live to see something like this in the United States of America. It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and I put it out in hour number one. It's shocking to me, but at the same time, I've already dealt with it because I went to Columbia University and I met so many white liberal children who hated white people and wanted to bring them down and destroy them and give all the white people's money to the black people. That's what they used to say. This was at 79 through 1983. Columbia University, when I went there, 1979 through 1983, graduated in June of 83 with my classmate Barack Hussein Obama. That's right, he's my classmate. And all they ever talked about was bringing down the economy and getting, you know, destroying America and destroying capitalism and bankrupting all the white people. I heard this all the time. It was always coming out of the mouths of white people. And now you see it manifested. And I've always said over the years, if you give government control of health care, they'll kill Wayne Root. And I ended with a rant in the end of hour number one that I think they killed hundreds of thousands of people with COVID because they should have given them hydroxychloroquine plus zinc. Plus Z-Pack. But again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not the one saying this. I'm saying it based on the recommendation of so many doctors who've been on my show, including Dr. Vladimir Zelenko with his Zelenko protocol, that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that hydroxychloroquine is effective. And by the way, forget the doctors who've been on my show. What about the study that shows all over the world, the countries that used hydroxychloroquine, the deaths were down by, I think it was 79%. 79%. And yet, we need a vaccine. Oh my God, we can't go out without a vaccine. Oh my God, you can't get an airplane without a vaccine. It's that same sort of philosophy. Let people die because they're not worthy. Because we want to get elected. And once elected, we'll just take down the country and make all the white people poor and give all the money to the black people. Is that really what your philosophy is? It's a bizarre philosophy because my philosophy has only been lifting people up, white, black, Hispanic, gay, straight, Muslim, Jewish. I don't care. I want to lift everybody up, but I don't want to put anybody down. And I certainly would never say, ooh, if you come to my hospital, I'm going to treat white people first and black people will get to the back of the bus. That's racist. So how could you argue that's racist and then say, I'm going to do the exact opposite. I'm going to treat black people first and put white people in the back of the hospital line. How disgusting. How immoral. Liberals are just immoral and they're mentally ill and they're suicide bombers destroying our economy. And speaking of suicide bombers, here's my commentary that's coming out in newspapers around the country on Sunday. What if the next 9/11 terrorist attack is just days away? This is such an important commentary. I just watched a documentary about the horrors of 9/11. You remember that day, don't you? This year will mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11. September 11, 2001, the day the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center collapsed in New York City. The day 3,000 of our fellow Americans died, right about 3,000. Just under. I think it was 2,993 or something. Most of their bodies were never found. They literally melted and disintegrated. You do remember, yes? Because they were someone's fathers and mothers and husbands and wives and sons and daughters. You do remember all those people jumping from 100 stories up and splattering on the sidewalk, right? I do. I still remember those loud booms. Boom. Boom. This is like a kind of a second story rooftop alongside the World Trade Center, and it was just loud when they hit it. And a few of them landed on people and firemen and killed them. Do you remember all those cops and firemen who died trying to protect us? They ran into those burning towers while normal people ran out. They gave their lives, they made the ultimate sacrifice, and their kids grew up without a parent. Terrible thing. Watching this documentary made me angry all over again. I felt the pain all over again, and most importantly, it made me realize we have a madman in the White House. Joe Biden is either insane, criminally insane, or he doesn't care about the lives of Americans like you and me and our precious children and grandchildren, or he's a puppet for the forces of evil intent on destroying this great country. Because what other reason could there be for leaving our border wide open and inviting the whole world in? Border agents should be looking for terrorists, and instead Biden has turned them into babysitters. They change diapers now for a living. In March, 172,000 illegal aliens got through our open border. That's up 71% from February. But this is a trickle compared to what's coming. I'm betting a year from now we'll look back fondly on these March 2021 numbers. How do I know? Because the front door is wide open. Trust me, the whole world is coming. Each month, the word spreads. Everyone who gets to our border is let in, given a free lawyer, given cash by Catholic Charities, a government-issued debit card filled with money provided by our taxes, your taxes, and a plane or bus ticket wherever they want to go, without ID, by the way. That's right. Any illegal alien coming from the worst terrorist hellholes in the world can board a plane in the United States with no ID, no COVID test, and no idea they're a terrorist. They can sit right next to you and your family with COVID, or TB, or smallpox, or Ebola, or a bomb, or box cutters. Thank you, Joe Biden. How many terrorists or terror cells came in today? How many were among the 172,000 across the border in March? How many have come in since Biden became president? Anyone can see what's happening. Just this past Friday, and of course this is for Sunday's newspaper, so for today's purposes I'll say, just today, just hours ago, the Biden administration's southern border coordinator announced she's stepping down. It's all going bad. It's out of control. If I was a dictator of one of America's rogue enemy states, I'd be licking my lips. I'd empty my prisons and send the worst of the worst criminals to America. And I'd be laughing as I sent terror cells across that border to terrorize the American people and collapse the U.S. economy. Remember, in 9/11, the same thing happened. After that 9/11 tragedy, the stock market crashed, the stock market closed, it was closed for days, and the entire American economy was teetering on the brink. All hell is about to break loose. The next 9/11 could be weeks or days or minutes away, all because we have a madman in the White House. The border is wide open and Joe Biden is letting everyone in. Terrorists are here, along with murderers, rapists, MS-13 gangbangers, drug dealers, sex traffickers, and pedophiles. Anyone could see what's coming. Another 9/11 is on the way. Or a massacre in a college, church, or synagogue. Or a dirty bomb that makes a major U.S. city uninhabitable for decades. America is on the brink. One man is to blame. Biden let them in. Biden did this to us. Biden opened the door to the destruction of America. The only question is, who will have the courage to stand up and stop it before it's too late? That's my column coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country. I mean, Joe Biden's border czar, what's her name? Her name is Jacobson, I think, right? Yeah. Roberta S. Jacobson, former U.S. ambassador to Mexico, announced she was resigning today. Why is she resigning? Because the border is out of control. No one has any idea what to do. It's gotten so bad. It's incredible. And Mexico tells Biden expect constant and growing migration. Mexico knows. Mexico knows. And meanwhile, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, today failed to say if Joe Biden will ever reverse his policies that are creating the border crisis. You know, it's because of Biden that all these people are getting in. And it's because of Biden that they're super spreaders, spreading COVID all over the United States and soon to a classroom with your kids, soon to a neighborhood with you living. And meanwhile, Biden's CDC director officially declares racism a serious public health threat. Can you imagine? That's while a liberal hospital is trying to undo the systemic racism in medicine by treating black people first and putting white people on the back of the bus. Remember when you were a kid and they say two wrongs don't make a right? I have never supported any of the horrible things that happened to black people in America. Slavery, Jim Crow, the Reconstruction years in the South, black people being lynched by the KKK, black people sitting in the back of the bus, black people can't sit at lunch counters. Nobody supported that stuff. I certainly never did. I didn't grow up in the South. I grew up in the North. And I certainly never supported anything like that, ever. And I fought for black kids in my school, even though black kids were beating the hell out of me in a school that was, you know, 90% black. Mount Vernon High School, where I went, one of the few white kids in the whole high school, one of the few Jews in the whole school, 4,000 students and almost all of them black. And they tried to hurt me, they tried to beat me, and they tried to kill me. And yet, I had black friends, and when someone tried to hurt them, I stood up for my black friends and stood between them and the guys who wanted to hurt them, risking my own life. So nobody can ever tell me I'm racist, ever. It's a joke. These liberals are just wrong about everything, but this hatred of white people has got to stop. You can't say that you're going to treat black people first in a hospital and leave white people behind. Shocking. Shocking. And it goes hand in hand with the other big news story that I'll get to when we get back. Joe Biden is coming for the suburbs. I told you this. I told you his platform running for president said he wanted to destroy the suburbs with low-income, high-density housing, filling it with minorities from inner cities. And that's what's coming to a suburb near you. And I don't think it has to do with black. I don't care if you're black coming from inner city. I care if you're a criminal coming from inner city. I care if you're poor and you're living next door to me and my family, and I worked my ass off my whole life to afford a $1 million house, and they're going to stick you on the same block as me, and you can't even afford $1,000 a month rent. It's being paid for by the government. Housing allowances. Has nothing to do with black. It has to do with being in America. You got to earn the house and earn the neighborhood you live in, earn the school your kids grew up in. And instead, they want to fill all of our suburbs with the same crime as the inner cities and the same COVID as the packed inner cities. It's the destruction of America, capitalism, and the American dream.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmON.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests,
talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will
guide you every step of the way.
Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, ASI is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know how I feel about gold and silver, precious metals. You got to own them. It's an insurance policy. It's the golden rule. He with the gold rules. And with everything Biden's doing to this country and liberals are doing to destroy this country, I feel like I'm living through 1938, pre-Nazi Germany. That's how bad it is. Except because I'm a Jew, I won't compare it to the Holocaust. I'll compare it to communism. I'm living in, I don't know, what year did Fidel Castro take over Cuba? I don't even know. Late 1950s? Yeah, 58. So I'm living in 1957, pre-Castro Cuba. And the worst is about to come. I remember Cuba was a rich country, man. And people did great there, and beautiful women and beautiful beaches. And Cuba was a paradise. And then the communists and Fidel Castro took over, and they ruined everything. Just like Venezuela was a paradise, and the communists took over. Nicolas Maduro and, I can't remember the name of the guy, Chavez, Hugo Chavez. And then he died, and Nicolas Maduro took over, and they destroyed that country. But, of course, their life is great. Fidel Castro's life is great. Nicolas Maduro's life is great. They're presidents of a country. So they destroy the people under them, but they live in mansions and they have concubines and they just point and say, I want that girl, and they get them or the parents get killed. Oh, they got a great life, but the rest of us, screwed. That's happening to America. So, you know, the best revenge is to make money. You've just got to make money. And if you want to get away, if there's going to be a point where we have to leave America in the middle of the night, guess what? You need money. You need diamonds and gold. You got to have money to leave America. So I'm a big believer, he with the gold rules, the golden rule. And that's where Michael Rich and Asset Strategies come in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. So here's that story I was telling you about Joe Biden is coming for the suburbs. I told you, I warned you, I wrote column after column, and I said on this show that Joe Biden's platform says he's going to destroy the suburbs. And so, you know, what they're trying to destroy isn't white and black per se. It's that you worked and saved your whole life. You worked your ass off to afford a nice house in a nice neighborhood with good, safe schools. And so you moved to the suburbs for all of that, and now you're not allowed to have it anymore because that's unfair. That's not social justice. That's not equality. You know, that's the thing about America. Some people make it and some people don't. And the ones who don't think they can steal all the money of those who do. This is what I learned at Columbia, right? They said they were going to bring all the rich people down and redistribute the money to the poor people. Except they put it in terms of white people and black people. They want to take all the successful people and destroy their success and destroy their money and steal their money and give it to those who didn't work for it and didn't come up with great ideas, didn't work 16 hours a day. And then you've got COVID, right? If you're going to move low-income, high-density housing to the suburbs, you're going to fill the suburbs with COVID. That's where all the death happened, and the inner cities were packed together like sardines. But the people who got away not because of Democrats, in spite of Democrat policies. Democrat policies leave you poor and dependent on government in a government apartment building, sharing a ventilation system, and then riding the subway to work, and then you're dead with COVID. Not to mention you're poor. Poor, miserable, and dead. So, look, Biden never came out and said, I'm going to destroy the suburbs. Nobody ever does. It's all those fancy words. Buried deep in Biden's monster $2.3 trillion infrastructure stimulus package is a sneaky little notation that would mandate a federal takeover of local zoning for any district that takes federal money. With the introduction of this massive $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill, President Biden's campaign to end suburban single-family zoning has begun. If you think this issue was debated and resolved during the 2020 presidential campaign, you are mistaken. It's true that Biden's campaign platform openly and unmistakably pledged to abolish single-family zoning. As soon as President Trump made an issue of that pledge, Biden went silent on the issue. And the Democrat supporting press falsely denied that Biden had any designs on single-family zoning. Now that he's president, Biden's infrastructure bill openly includes programs designed to eliminate single-family zoning, which Biden calls exclusionary zoning. See, this is what they do. Fancy words no one understands. His plan is to abolish single-family zoning by holding out the carrot of federal funding to suburban towns. And when you take the federal funding, which is so much money you can't say no, then all zoning is determined by the federal government, and you cannot block high-density, low-income housing, and they're going to destroy the suburbs of the United States of America. That's what's happening, folks. Every day they're trying to destroy your life. Maybe because you're white, maybe because you're middle class, maybe because you're wealthy, maybe because you own a business. You got to go.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is demanding Vice President Harris shut down a migrant facility in San Antonio. The Republicans sent a letter to Harris that includes allegations of sexual assault, bullying, understaffing, and disregard for COVID-19 protocols at the federally run facility for unaccompanied minors. Abbott also tells Fox News as the weather gets warmer, the trip will become more and more dangerous for illegal immigrants.
We see the deaths of the migrants coming across the border really increase in July and August, when typically the temperatures down there can be 100 or above 100 degrees. The temperatures are mild right now.
Johnson & Johnson is delivering far fewer vaccine doses than expected in the next few weeks because of a manufacturing problem. The company only sending out 700,000 doses next week instead of the 5 million expected. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Energized Health is the sponsor of this set. Body fat, and I've never been fat a day in my life, but everybody at the age of, you know, in their 50s or in their 60s gains a little bit of weight around their stomach. I lost 25 pounds of fat. I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I look as good as I looked as I since I've been a high school football player. That's, I mean, the pictures are unbelievable, and I put them on social media, by the way. People are just shocked, but don't take my word for it. Go to Energized Health and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, and you can call them and join. And get 40% off by mentioning Wayne Allen Root, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. But this is the part where I diverge a little bit. But they're having a big event a week from this Saturday. Saturday, April 17th in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel at 300 West Sahara. They're having an event, 10:30 in the morning till 12 noon. It's free, a free event. So if you're undecided or you're cynical, you're downright negative, you don't believe it's possible, A, you're going to come meet me and see that I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. 59 years old, I look like Popeye, the sailor man. And it's really amazing what they did for me. They made me look younger. They took me back a decade and made me look thinner and changed my life and hopefully extended my life. Hopefully I get an extra 10 years of life. Thank you, Energized Health. But you're also going to meet John and Chelsea Jubilee, the founders of Energized Health, the owners of Energized Health. And it's an hour and a half of changing your life. You go to these political rallies, it doesn't change your life. This will change your life. Invest an hour and a half, 10:30, Saturday morning, April 17th, in Las Vegas, Ahern Hotel, free event, Energized Health. Okay? How do you register? Just go to the website, energizedhealth.com, click on live events, and you're in. That's it. Or call 888-444-8895, and you get 40% off when you mention Wayne Allen Root. But now you can find out all about it. You sit there for an hour, hour and a half, and you learn everything about the program, and you get to meet me and up close and in personal, person to person, and you will understand what this is all about. All right, we've got our guest, Christina Layla, here, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, talking about the top stories trending at thegatewaypundit.com. Christina, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. How are you? Thank you.
I'm doing great. So let's talk about the biggest news stories. I've been talking all day about the fact that Biden's CDC director declares racism a serious public health threat. So why don't you weigh in on that? Tell us what the story is.
Okay, so the new CDC director under Joe Biden officially declared, this is on the CDC website, she officially declared racism is a serious public health threat. And so there's several actions that the CDC is going to take to combat this. And she's basically saying that the COVID pandemic highlighted all the reasons why it is now, she's basically saying that racism is a pandemic. And I don't know why the CDC is getting involved in something like this, but here we are.
It's amazing. And I believe it was your site. Hold on a second. I'm going to go there right now. The miracles of modern technology. Yeah, it was your site that gave me another great news story about the liberal Boston hospital now giving preferential mm-hmm. treatment based on race. White people
yes,
get served
less.
Yes, that's
where it's going. Right, and this is where it's going. So they're going to start pushing its critical race theory, which is toxic. It's anti-white, and so they're basically going to start treating patients based on race, and the white people come last. And so this is something that they're rolling out in a Boston hospital, and they want to make this national. This is something that they want to make national. And the CDC coming out and declaring racism as a public health threat is all going to tie into this.
Right. That and the destruction of the suburbs, because you're not allowed to live in a place too white. So they're going to fill it with inner city people,
yep.
giving them government money, and they're going to build low-income, high-density housing, and they're going to destroy every neighborhood in the United States of America to make sure not only that your life is misery and that your life is filled with crime, but also suburbs will no longer ever again lean Republican. They'll always have, you know, lots of Democrat voters in them. That's what the point of all this is, turning red suburbs blue.
Right. That's exactly right. And Trump stopped all that because Obama started it. He wanted to put the Section 8 housing inside these suburbs. And Trump put an end to that because it's dangerous. And now they're starting back up again. And they are using the pandemic to get this going again. This is exactly what they're doing.
Well, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. Rahm Emanuel coined that phrase, and that's what they do. And the pandemic, you know, I've never been extreme enough to say that, you know, Democrats cooked up the pandemic with China or something like that. I've never said that. But once they knew it was on the way, they thought of how could we take advantage of this? Let's lock down our cities. Let's lock down our states. We'll drive the country into bankruptcy. We'll destroy the economy. And that's the only way we'll ever beat Trump. And they did it. And I think part of that is also, let's use COVID for 100 other things we've always dreamed of. And one of them is destroying the suburbs. Another is making sure that, public health policy must be based on racism. So now let's undo it by serving blacks first. It's crazy. You know, it's like we've gone from, hey, I'm not serving a black person at the lunch counter, and black people have to sit in the back of the bus, to saying, today in America, we believe in social justice. White people will not be served at the lunch counter, and white people must sit in the back of the bus.
That is exactly what's happening.
Scary. So, the thing that shocked me was the story you've got on your site about police officers paying a visit to the home of a anti-war activist who had the audacity to criticize AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, on Twitter. He just criticized her. Nothing really strong, by the way. Definitely no threat. And no evidently threat. She must have called it in and gotten the police to visit his home.
Yeah, what's worse about that is the California police officers who showed up to the man's home said that they showed up on behalf of the Capitol Police. Now, AOC's spokesperson said that she wasn't involved, that she didn't call the police on this man. So people are like, well, you know, who initiated this phone call to the Capitol Police? But this man criticized her online in a video. It was nothing threatening, and the police showed up at his house, like, within a few days, and intimidated him. This man saying that he actually felt intimidated and he doesn't even feel safe in his own home. I don't even recognize this country anymore.
No, I know, and it's, you know, maybe Twitter did me a really big favor because nobody could come after me because I'm banned from Twitter. So they don't see what I write on Parler. None of the liberals are on Parler, so they have no idea what I'm writing, so nobody's come after me yet. But if AOC ever sees what I write about her, it's a lot stronger than what this guy wrote about her.
Right.
But none of it's a threat. I'm not threatening her life. I don't believe in hurting people, killing people, and I don't even believe, Christina, in asking them, you know, in banning them and asking them not to speak anymore. I don't stop anyone from speaking. Matter of fact, I encourage debate because I know I'll win every one of them. So let's have a debate. Let's have an open debate. That's why liberals can't have a debate. That's why they never take me up on it. They would lose every single time. It's amazing.
Right. This is really scary as a reporter. You know, this scares me as a reporter. I mean, you see this in Russia or other countries where they go and intimidate people, you know, so.
He didn't do anything wrong. I read his tweets. There's nothing there at all.
Nothing there.
I mean, to see the police come to your home is scary. And to say they were asked to come by the Capitol Police, really scary. So who's next? I mean, certainly I'm kind of shocked they haven't done that to me because the stuff I write. Well, but listen, because of the stuff I wrote, they banned me for life at Twitter. That's what the result was, you know. So they got what they wanted. They got their pound of flesh. Wayne Root is not at Twitter anymore. I feel like I'm banished from the island. What can I tell you? Progressive groups pretending to be nonpartisan launch intimidation campaign in Arizona to stop the proposed voter ID law that will cut down on cheating. It's not just that. I saw another article on your site that the same groups are fighting the audit of the votes in Maricopa County.
Yes.
Because they're afraid it's going to show that they stole the election.
Maricopa County had over 90% turnout in 2020. It's impossible.
Right.
And so they don't want anyone looking at the ballots. They don't. And in fact, this last election, 2020, Maricopa County brought in the voting machines. They didn't have them in the previous election. So they brought in the voting machines, and that was the one county that was just locked down and nobody could see the ballots. And there were multiple witnesses who said that they witnessed for 2 weeks straight truckloads of ballots showing up after the election. And so they want anyone looking at the ballots. And now the Arizona legislature is trying to pass new laws to tighten, saying, look, you got to show ID And, of course, now that's the fight that the left is fighting right now because they're saying it's racist to show ID. So they're intimidating people across the state. And any state legislature right now that passes voter ID laws is being demonized. Look what they did to Georgia.
Right, but you know what's funny is Wyoming's governor just signed a bill. We're talking to Christina Layla of the Gateway Pundit, gatewaypundit.com. The Wyoming governor signed a bill yesterday that requires voter ID at polling stations, okay? Mm-hmm. And I got that from your site, too, by the way. That's where I find most of my great articles with you. But the reality is none of these voter ID laws are any good because I'm looking at this article and it says you can use your Wyoming driver's license. You and I both know in most states illegals all have driver's licenses, so they're voting. You can use a tribal ID card. You can use a Wyoming ID card. You can use a United States passport, a United States military card, Medicare, Medicaid card, driver's license issued by any other state, or photo ID by any university in Wyoming or any Wyoming public school. So nobody's being stopped from voting, by the way. I think voter ID is great, except in this case, it's so watered down, it's useless.
Right, and they're giving illegal driver's licenses.
Right.
Like you said. So
driver's licenses don't matter. So it doesn't really identify that you're able to vote. It only identifies that you have a driver's license. You're still not an American citizen. So here liberals are losing their mind over Atlanta, Georgia's voter ID laws. And I don't even think any of these laws are any good. They're weak. Very sad.
That's
anyway,
true.
Christina, thanks for coming on. Gateway Pundit, the gatewaypundit.com. There's a reason why the V is in there. It's the one and only, one of the busiest conservative websites in America, the gatewaypundit.com. Thank you, Christina. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. You too.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. Attorney Matthew DiPerno releases Michigan Elections Forensic Report, and there were 66,194 unregistered ballots tallied in just 9 counties. He's a Michigan constitutional attorney, and he released his much-anticipated Michigan Elections Forensics Report. You know, conservatives get excited about this. They're huge news! Huge news! It's not going to be covered by anyone in the mainstream media, so no one will even know about it. But among the findings, modem chipsets installed in voting system motherboards, I don't know what that means. 66,194 unregistered ballots tallied in just 9 counties. You know, that's probably the entire difference between Trump and Biden. 66,194 ballot voter IDs not found in October registration database. Much more to come. Look, we all know the election was stolen. We all know that they pulled so many shenanigans. They didn't steal it in any one way. They stole it in 50 ways at the same time. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of Target. Some call it Target. Target sells a woke prayer book. Dear God, please help me to hate white people. A prayer book called A Rhythm of Prayer, a collection of meditations for renewal, is a number one bestseller on Amazon in the meditation category. And one prayer called The Prayer of a Weary Black Woman by Dr. Chanakwa Walker Barnes, a theology professor at Mercer University, starts with, "Dear God, please help me to hate white people, or at least to want to hate them. I want to stop caring about their misguided, racist souls, to stop believing they can be better, that they can stop being racist." The prayer then describes the type of white person they want to hate, not the actual blatantly racist ones, but the wolves in sheep's clothing who don't see color and are friendly and accepting on the surface. "Lord, if it be your will, harden my heart. Stop me from striving to see the best in people. Stop me from being hopeful that white people can do and be better. Let me imagine them instead as white hooded robes standing in front of burning crosses. Let me see them as hopelessly unrepentant, reprobate bigots who have blasphemed the Holy Spirit and are need to be handed to the evil one. Grant me a get-out-of-judgment-free card if I can make white people the exception to your commandment to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. This is the stuff being pushed. The book's available at Target, a store which banned a book that gave voice to transgender people who regretted their decisions to transition. But hatred of white people is perfectly acceptable. It's crazy what's happening in our country, folks. And by the way, there's race-based healthcare in Vermont, too. If you heard my opening segment here, I talked about in Boston, there's a hospital. I think it's Brigham and Women's Hospital. And they're trying to get racism out of the medical system. And the way to do it, they think, is to treat black people and Hispanics before whites. Give them better treatments, too. And as Vermont opens up vaccine eligibility to more groups, some categories make sense. For example, younger people with health conditions and older people more susceptible to COVID-19 are eligible to receive the vaccine. But another group has nothing to do with the COVID risk. Vermont has now opened up vaccines to ethnic minorities. If you or anyone in your household identifies as black, indigenous, or a person of color, all household members who are 16 years or older can sign up to get a vaccine. Health Vermont does not explain why there is a racially segregated line for the COVID vaccine, but apparently it's just the woke thing to do. But here's my question. Listen, let's really flesh this out. If you or anyone in your household identifies as black, indigenous, or a person of color, sign up to get the vaccine. Identifies, right? This is the liberal sickness, the mental illness. If you're a man and you're born a man, but you think you're a woman, they think you're a woman. And if you're a woman and born a woman and you have a vagina, but you think you're a man, they think you're a man because you think you're a man. Doesn't matter that you were born a woman and you are a woman. Doesn't matter that you have a vagina. So can't we play and beat them at their own game? Because if you or anyone in your household identifies as black, so I identify as black. That's it. I could certainly identify as indigenous because I come from the Jewish tribe. So I could certainly identify as an Indian. I'm a tribe member, man. So I'm qualified. I can go get the vaccine. Not that I want the vaccine, but I can go get the vaccine if I want it because I identify as black, indigenous, or a person of color. As soon as they introduce words like that, if you identify as, then we should go beat them at their own game. Thousands of white people should line up and demand to be on the list to get the vaccine first because we believe we're black. Democrat Party has just lost its way. Churches visited by police for Easter services. Spirit Airlines kicking two toddlers in the past month and their families off planes. A 4-year-old refused to wear his mask. And a 2-year-old refused to wear a mask while she was eating. I mean, the things going on in America are so beyond the pale that you just don't believe this has happened this quickly. We've turned into a country the likes of which I don't recognize. And one of the few things left is my voice. So you know they're going to have to come after conservative talk radio. They got to get Wayne Root and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, et cetera, off the air. They've got to, right? Because we are the only thing preventing America from a total, complete collapse into woke disaster. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, hour number 3 coming up next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.